Tonight is more Haktaba than for those of you listening by tape. There are numbers in here, so hopefully you'll be able to understand it. I think maybe we should have a video rather than a tape because of the use of many numbers. What I want to talk about first as an introduction is what we have many shiurim that Amma and Tafach, and we all hear those terms through the Gemara. But I want to just briefly go through first, before we get to the Lamaisa of how big the shiurim are, is talk about which shiurim and again what halachas. And again, we're not going to get through every possible case of every time an Amma is used, but just to get a picture of when the shiurim were used, and then we're going to talk about how the paiskim derive at the shiur that is used. In other words, an Amma is so many inches or whatever, to see how that is derived. And also we're going to get into a sugya which we're all a little familiar with, we've heard a little bit about, but we all know that our kezayis is smaller than the kezayis of Chazal. Right, we've heard that. What is the basis of that, and what impact does that have on Lamaisa, and how testing was done by everybody from the Chafetz Chaim to Rav Heineman to many paiskim as far as how to shiur. So first of all, let's talk about... Now, the first shiur we're going to talk about is, again, I want to just go through different shiurim and halacha, what they basically are and what they're negeh. And Amma is one of the most famous shiurim of length. Now, before we even talk about this, you have to realize one important... Well, I'll get to that point you said in a minute. Let's just go through different shiurim. A daif and akuma, for example, which is halacha by sukkah, which says that if I have a ceiling, let's say I would go to the third floor of this building, I would punch a hole out in the roof. The halacha is that it's a kasher sukkah, provided that I am within four amas of the wall of that exists. If it's more than four amas, then we don't say it's not a daif and akuma, it's puzzle. Now, the number is very important. There's a Baal Bas in town who this year moved into a house, and the people had built custom-made in the house he moved into. They were Jewish people. They were Shemir Shabbos people. They cut out in their roof a ceiling that could be removed. So you get four guys on the roof, and Sukkot, you pull the whole top off, and then you put it down, and you're able to eat in your house or on the porch or whatever it was on Sukkot. The problem was according to some shiurim, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, they were 3 inches too long on the daif and akuma, which meant, right? Well, on enough size that would cause a problem. So it was four avonim that were into the shiloh exactly how to do it. Of course, one way which is not feasible is just to take a chainsaw and cut 3 inches out of the ceiling, but it doesn't work that way.
You can do that.
Right? Of course you can't do that.
Why not?
What are you going to cover it with? You're going to ruin the whole... You can't just chop the ceiling up. Yeah, right. So I'm just saying it's very important to... Again, there they spent all this money, the people who built it, and yet they missed out on exactly the shiur. According to many shittas, they were right. That's correct. But according to some, they were.
So
you have a halacha.
So you just have to have dollar amas.
In other words, it has to be less than dollar. In other words, you have to be... The ceiling has to be within less than dollar amas from the wall.
What's a shiur
for Moshe? We'll get the numbers. I just want to get exactly what's what here. Now, there's another halacha which is in Hilchos Brachos, as well as... it's really in Hilchos Krishma, actually. And that's halacha of Tzaya. Halacha is a person is mechuyev before they recite a bracha. They have to be dalat amas v'makom shekal harayach, which means they have to be four amas. If let's say there's a dirty diaper, the baby has a diaper. Halacha is they have to be four amas v'makom shekal harayach from the place where there's no more smell. So again, you have to know what's dalat amas. Sukkah.
From where there's no more smell. Or from
correct.
Smell?
From where there's no more smell. Actually, by diaper is a machleikus. If it's not covered, if it's not tzayim mechusa, then you have to be dalat amas v'makom shekal harayach. By tzayim mechusa, which is covered, is halacha if you have to be dalal amas b'makom shekal harayach, or just dalal amas, if you have to be that far or not. There's no malayna when it's covered.
Well, it's not covered, I'm sure.
If it's not covered, right. You need all those other tanaim, of course, malayna, and then you have to be dalal amas. I'm just saying that again, a case where it's negeya. It's negeya. If you have a baby, you want a bench, how far away do you have to move? Sukkah is pasal l'mal mi'chafama, that's a din in 20 amas. A mezuzah. In order for mezuzah to be chayiv, you need a room which is dalal al dalal amas. Okay, well, we'll hopefully get into these halachas a little bit. Exactly what that means, dalal al dalal amas would be four amas by four amas. How big is that room? What if it's eight by two? Are you mechuyev there or not? You have this that amount, but you don't have four on both sides. By hatzah, halach is hatzah less than dalal amas is mutter, as long as it's not from one rishus to another. What's dalal amas? Tchum is 2,000 amas. How far is 2,000 amas? The end of a tchum. Where does a tchum end? As far as the city, if you have houses, so it's the square root of 5,000, which is approximately 70.71 amma. You have any more digits to that? No.
What's this?
In other words, if you have houses, and this is again, if you have houses,
no shields
that go out to a certain distance, where do the houses? Where does the city end? As soon as houses stop, for actually it comes out about 141 amas, then the city's over, and it's a new city. So therefore, the tchum ends. You have 2,000 amas from that point, last house on. Also again, now tefach.
I think how much tchum is 70 and 2/3.
It's 70 from each side. 70.71 from each side. Okay, you got that. Now, tefach. A tefach is also negeya. That's fine. Hold on. Sorry about that. Right, I'm going to get to that separately, yeah.
Can this be related to Tefillah Sadara? Meaning if someone's 141 feet out of the city, can they say it then?
Yes, that's the shir. The shir is, the shir is just supposed to say it from once you leave the city, L'chadchila within the first parcel, which is for what's it called?
I thought we were supposed to say it everything first.
No, not having it. Having it is too far.
Right when you get on 95.
The minute is to make, as soon as you get up to 95.
You
know, one
the bridge with the mountain and the house.
What?
If you drive with the mountain, you see a nice mountain and a house.
What happens
that's
the
Delaware Bridge.
If you drive to Savannah, then when you pass, when you go on 95. I mean, at 95,
as soon as you get off the
belly
on
95. I can tell you the mice from the Shiva, Shlita. I took my Yerodei Bechina from the Shiva Shlita, driving them to the airport. Driving the Shiva to the airport. Yeah, that was the minute of my day. That's the only time the Shiva was available.
Now it's a chassan.
Two of the three. It was a chassan also.
Even now it's not.
Two of my three bechinas were taken on the way to the airport, driving to the airport. So on one time, I remember very clearly that Shiva said, okay, I'll be mitzvah until Tefillas HaDerech. So I said, can I make a mashmos from here that therefore someone going to the airport is considered outside the city? So Shiva said, no, I'm going out of town, so I'm making Tefillas HaDerech. I may as well be mitzvah because the mitzvah you are going shiva out of town. But just to go to the airport, you don't see Tefillas HaDerech, but I'm making it anyway. So I'll be mitzvah.
You said before I got on the plane.
What? I don't remember. I was in the middle of a hard question then. But
you said before you got on the plane.
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah said it. Since it's here, the BWI is a little bit out of town, so already you can say it.
We don't say on the runway. Oh, you say on the runway.
Some people say it on the runway. That's Sefer Shalom.
If you say it then means you have to say it, doesn't it?
No, because the Shita is at home, you can say it in the city. There's a lot of Tziru from here, you can say it in the city. It's about Zunir Shmuz. Now, Tefach is, a Makkah is, it has to be Yud Tvachim. Yeah, we will see the correlation between a Tefach and an Amma. We'll get to that. The Halacha is a Makkah has to be 10 Tvachim high. Right. So how, the Halacha is how... What? It's regular din mechitza, right? It's regular din mechitza. A getter for Rishus HaRabim is also 10 tefachim. A sukkah has to be at least Zion al Zion tefachim. Okay, 7x7. Hadasim are supposed to be gimel tefachim. Lavud, Ashir Lavud, is gimel tefachim by Erevin and by other areas. What's that? By Lavud?
Yeah, my sukkah 3 or 4.
That depends on if it's. It's supposed to be one more than the lul is supposed to be four, I think.
No, but by love it itself.
By love it, I think we hold this three tefachim.
We hold
tefachim.
Yeah.
What by maka?
Three.
No, you can be as big as you want.
No.
There's no shear up. The idea is that it's protecting you. So if it's 20 feet high.
So it has to be 7x7 the wall.
7x7 tefachim. No, the from one wall to the next. The distance from one wall to the next, the width and the length of the sukkah, right?
Sukkah hadas.
What?
What is?
Lavud is. Lavud is three. Lavud is pachas gimel. I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter, Lamaisa, because once you transfer out the numbers, you're probably anyway dropping a point on the decimal place. Biter. Let me get through these quickly. An etzba. Okay, an amma, six tefachim are in an amma. Okay, there are six tefachim in an amma. There are four etzba'is in a tefach. Okay, an etzba is negeya. The whole of the tzitzis are supposed to be between one and three etzbaos from the end of the tzitzis. Right, so if you look at the whole of your tzitzis, it should be one between one and three tvach, etzbaos till the end of the baget. It's also negeya. A baget is makabel tumah, certain types of begadim. There's a whole shiloh. If it's gimel al gimel etzbaos, right? I'm sure you've seen it in the Gemara. A certain type of begadim are makabel tumah, and it's negeya. Halacha is in tumah taharah. Bisman hazeh, where it's negeya. With halacha is that it has to be gimel al gimel in order to be considered as zavah makabel tumah.
How
do you need a place like that? It's negeya. Now, a distance related to time. Okay, so that's distance. From point A to point B, it has to be Zion al Zion, it has to be Ten Tvachim, it has to be Dalan Amos. That's where that's the game. And there are distances related to time, which we spoke about last year. And that is, we have a Shir Kedei Hilich Mil. Right? The time it takes to walk the mil, that's a distance that's related to time. How long does it take? We had a machlekes, it's negeh ben hashmash, it's negeh matzah, it's negeh shehiyah by salting the chicken, etc., etc. Okay, so everything we've said now is relatively dover pashut. What I want to point out is the following. Volume. Okay, when we talk about volume, if I tell you how big is a soda bottle, okay, let's put this halacha aside for a minute, let's talk about mitzvahs. How big is a soda bottle? So you usually say, a soda bottle is 2 liters. Now, the emphasis is that a volume, we usually think it's in terms of 2 liters. Now, but give me the size of a 2 liter bottle in inches.
Isn't right? Centimeter, square centimeter,
okay.
Square millimeter.
Give me, when you think, I don't want to know it in liters.
11 inches in the top.
Sure. Right? Give it to me in inches, or give it to me in centimeters. So you say, well, you don't usually think of it in terms of like that.
You can make it volume if you want it.
It's two liters.
You're right, but I'm saying a 2 liter bottle, I don't want to know it's 2 liters, I want to know how big it is. So you'll tell me it's 8 inches tall.
And it's 2 cubic centimeters.
So we might say it's very important. Volume. All a volume is a function of length and width. Volume is simply of liters and so on, are a function of length and width. In order to arrive at a volume measurement, you are really taking the width, the length, and the height to get a volume measurement. And in fact, in the metric system, it's very easy to understand. And that is that if you have a cube, let's say with hollow at the top, you can put something into that cube, and the cube has the following measurements. It's 1 centimeter long, and it's 1 centimeter deep, and it's 1 centimeter tall, right, which is pretty small, but think, you have a ruler, you're measuring a box, and the box is 1 centimeter long, 1 centimeter deep, and 1 centimeter tall, then that has a volume of 1 cubic centimeter. That's what a cubic centimeter is. It means it's length, width, height, right? An area, when you talk about an area, this room is 10 feet by 20 feet. So it has 200 square feet, correct? That's the floor itself. So if you want to talk about the volume of this room, how much water could this room hold? You would say, well, it's 20 feet long and 10 feet wide and 10 feet high. You multiply 20 by 10 by 10, and you get so many cubic feet. And that's what a refrigerator, you buy a refrigerator, how many cubic feet are there? That's the length, width, and the height. Now, 1 cubic centimeter in a metric system is also has a measurement in volume called 1 milliliter. 1 milliliter. 1 cubic centimeter is equivalent to 1 milliliter, right? Milliliter, which has a weight, just do what we're going to talk about, because weight almost never plays an impact in halacha. We measure by volume. But the agav, if you put water into this cube, the mass of the water will be 1 gram. Okay, it will have a mass of 1 gram. So for example, if you have a schnapps cup, okay, a schnapps cup is 1 ounce. 1 ounce is equal to about 29.5 milliliters. That means the weight, how much mass, or what I'm putting mass and weight together even though they're different, but for purposes here we'll say it's the same. How much does it weigh? How much does the schnapps weigh? It weighs 29 grams.
Any water or anything?
Well, it's really water, but it's all the liquids will be,
right,
depends. But I'm saying schnapps, let's say it's the same as water, even though it isn't.
SDP.
Well, SDP. Now, it has a volume of 29 cubic centimeters. If you would measure a schnapps cup, okay, now it's circular, so it's a little bit harder to measure, but if you would know how to mathematically measure a cylinder, you would come out with 29 cubic centimeters. You would measure the width, the radius, and the height, and you multiply it by the right numbers, you come out with 29 cubic centimeters. Now, That this is all b'teres hakdama to a Gemara in Pesachim.
Oh, obviously.
Okay, because this, right, Gemara in Pesachim, the page with the pictures on it.
Our 12 version.
That has more pictures, Dave, okay? Ooh. With this hakdama.
He's the one who wrote the answer.
And that Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says it's too fast. The Gemara says that a revius is equal to, how big is a revius, right? You have a kais. Okay? You need to make an halacha. Revius is negeya, a lot of halacha. That's how big is a kiddush cup have to be, what the shear for bracha achrayna is, and the beverage is a revius. Well, how big is a revius, right? What is the size of a revius? Zok the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's beis, it's bos. I'll base it's bos. And I forgot the lashon and the end of the Gemara, but basically it comes out to 2.7 it's bos. Okay, it must be shtayim, v'chaytzi, v'chaym, v'chaymish. But it's still up.
2.7 by 2.7?
No, it's 2 by 2.7. That's the shear of a revius. Okay, so again, we always think in terms of revius as being a volume. It's a certain volume. Is it 3 ounces? Is it 4 ounces? Is it the chazanish? Is it 5 ounces? But where are you going to get to these numbers of ounces? Where do you start? How do you get to that? Where do you get to that?
How did they come up with that?
That's the Gemara says that. I don't know how the Gemara knows it. The Gemara says this is a fact. The Gemara says, you want to know a revius? Take 2 etzbos as a length. Take 2 etzbos as a height, as a width. Take 2.7 etzbos as a height. Make a box. And fill the box, now you have a revius of liquid.
Doesn't the Gemara come out that because a person and the mikvah is 1 by 3 by 3?
Not by a mikvah yet, hold on. That's the next line. Well, I'm just quoting the Gemara here. It's base it's close, it's base it's close by 2.7 it's close. That is equivalent to a revius. Now, the Gemara Pesachim continues and says that mem saw, which is the shear of a mikvah, is equivalent to amma al amma. Barayim Gimel Amos. Amma al Amma. Barayim Gimel Amos. Which means that you want to know how big 40 saw is? Measure an Amma. Take an Amma stick. Measure a length. Measure a width. Make a height of 3 Ammas. And that body of water, pool of water that you have, will now hold, fill it with water. You now have 40 saw of water. Okay? So again, we're taking lengths to go ahead and make out of it a shear of a volume. Now, what I want to show tonight is, at this point, we're going to get into what these are negeya, but again, all this you need to understand in order to understand how Chazal derived shiurim. These two formulas are identical. Okay? The Gemara is saying two different facts. These two different facts are identical. How? In other words, this statement is the same as this statement. Let's prove how. Before that, you need to know volume measurements. Okay? Let's write this out. Okay, so first of all, let's erase this for a minute. I will tell you the following volume measurements. Everybody follow so far? Because this builds on one on the other. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, you got to know the following volume measurements. An Eifa is equal to 3 saw.
Oh, that was a long action.
Right, that's all right. A saw is equal to 6 kavin. A kav is equal to 4 lugin. A lug is equal to both. A lug is equal to 6 bayim. As well as 4 revis. There's a way to remember it. And finally, a revius just...
Oh, well, you keep your language clean, Mr.
...is equal to 1.5 ben. Okay? So basically, an eifa is 3 saw, a saw is 6 kavim, a kav is 4 lugin, a lug is either 6 ben or 4 reviuses.
What's four revius? And a revius is...
Well, this... See, if 6 ben make a lug, and 4 reviuses make a lug, then 1.5 ben are equal to a revius. Now, the shear challah.
So 6 bayim equals 4 revius, no?
Right, to figure out the shear challah. You ever see the number 43 1/5?
Yeah.
Right? What is, where is that number from?
For
Shir Chalav. We'll get to Shir, how much you need for Chalav. But did you ever hear that number? Mem Gimel, the Chaimish Bayim. Where is that number? Who invented that number? Right? Well, it's Pashut, because Shir Chalav is... Well, no, not Rashi. It's very Pashut. Because this, you can understand this number. You're going to see this number all the time, and you're going to see, what's happened is 43 and a fifth. Where does that number come from? The Teretz is that a... How many Bayim... Okay, I'm going off for a minute because I want to do the mikvah formula in a minute. How many bayim are there in an eifah? Okay, how many eggs are in an eifah? Well, that's easy. You multiply 6 is a leg by 4 by 6 by 3. Why do you do this? 6 bayim in a leg, 4 legged in a kav, 6 kav in a saw, 3 saw in an eifah. Okay, so what, if you multiply 6 by 4 by 6 by 3, what do you get? 6 by 4 by times 6 by times 3. 24 times 18 is what?
Big.
432, right?
Twice.
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is there are 432 bayim in an eifah. The Torah says, how much are you mechuyev when you bake? How big does the dough have to be chayiv and challah? It has to be an asiris eifah. It has to be a tenth of an eifah. So you divide both sides by 10, right? An eifah is 432 bayim. So a tenth of an eifah is an eifah divided by 10. You divide 432 by 10, and you get 43.2. That's 43 and a chaimish bayim. That's where that number comes from. That's simple.
Is this
shir for chayiv chala? How much dough do you have to be needing in order to be chayiv chala? Now, how much is 43.2 bayim that we're gonna see? But that number that you see all over Shas, all over Rashi's, all over the place, that's where that number's from. Simple formula. Okay? Good. Now, back to the other case. Okay, we said as follows. We're making a statement. Okay, that 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzbos is equal to a revius, and that's the same thing as 1 by 1 by 1 by 3 amos is equal to a saw. Now what do I mean, mem saw? What do I mean is to say? Well, here's the way it works. Okay, multiply this formula number 1, okay, and this is number 2. Okay, what happens if you multiply both sides of the formula by 3,840? As you all know in math, right? In mathematics, you have the ability, if you multiply, if A equals B, then 2A equals 2B, right? 5A equals 5B. This is the algebra. So what happens if you do as follows? If you multiply, watch this. If you multiply both sides by 3840.
Why that number?
Can I pick? You know why? Because how much do you need to get, if you want to go from a revius to mem sa'a, what do you have to multiply? By 3840. Where did I get that number from? Well, let's see. What you're multiplying is, you want to get from a revius to 40 saw, okay? So how many reviuses are there in one saw? Well, 4 reviuses equals a loy. So 4 times 4 lugin equal a kav. So you're multiplying it by 4 again. And 6 kavin equals a saw by 6 equals a saw. How many reviuses are there in a saw? 4 by 4 by 6 is 16 by 6. Which is equal to 96. So there are 96 reviuses equal 1 saw. Well, how many reviuses are there equal mem saw? You multiply by 40, both sides by 40. 96 by 40 equals 3840. So you multiply and you'll get 40 saw. Okay? And if you don't believe me, take a kiddush cup to sternal mikvah on a weekday when it's empty, and sit there with a cup and pour it in 3,840 times to see if it fills up.
It depends on which year.
The whole pool is bigger than mem sa.
Oh, for sure, yeah. It won't fill. And you'll see, that's what mem sa is. It will not fill.
But that's basically what we're saying.
I'm using that muscle just to illustrate. That's all we're doing here. You're sitting by a mikvah. Let's say you have a mikvah, minimum size mikvah. You're taking 3,840 kiddush cups and pouring it in. You now have a mem saw. Now, okay, so If you multiply both sides by 3840, what are you going to get? Well, let's look at the left side of the formula. Okay, let's see what this is. 2 by 2 by 2.7 at both means that this formula has in it 10.8 cubic at both. Again, just like you have cubic inches and cubic millimeters and cubic centimeters and cubic inches, you have cubic at both, right? So a ravias is equivalent to 2 by 2 by 2.7, which means a ravias is the same formula as 10.8 cubic at both. That is what a ravias is. If you would take a measuring stick and you would measure off 2 at both by 2 at both by 2.7 at both, you have 10.8 cubic at both. Okay, good. Now, we're multiplying this formula, okay, which is all the same, right? This equals this, which equals this. Okay, you multiply this by 3840, and what do you get? Okay, let me make the formula neater, because it's hard to follow. I know, so I didn't want to talk while I'm erasing the board.
Do that anyway.
Now.
Yeah, so whatever.
Again, what we're saying is, 2 by 2 by 2.7, at both equals 10.8 cubic at both, which equals a ravias. Okay, we're multiplying both sides of the formula, or all three sides by the formula. Again, this is equal to this. You're multiplying it by 3840, so you get what equals mem sah. Right, what equals mem sah? So 10.8 cubic at both by 3840 cubic, by 3840. What is 3840 by times 10.8? What is it? I have it written down. 41,472
cubic
at both. Okay, so far so good? This side, I have three sides. In other words, I'm getting rid of this. I'm just saying this is this.
Yeah.
Okay, multiply this by 3840, you get 41,472 cubic at both.
It's still cubic, you add in a fourth
one. No, that's just the number.
That's a number multiplied by.
We're getting into time.
I'm taking cubic, there's no unit, exactly. I'm taking these cubic at both and multiplying it by things. So therefore, what we're saying here is that 41,472 cubic at both is equivalent to what? Is equivalent to mem sa. Okay. Right? Because we multiply the ravias by 3840, we get from here to there, and we get from here to there. Now you're saying, so what? Well, now we're now going to show that 41,472 cubic at both is the same as what? What was mem sah equivalent to? Mem sah was equivalent to what? Was equivalent to get 3 cubic amos.
Yeah.
Okay? Right? Right? 3 cubic amos is the same thing as 41,472 cubic at both. How do you know? Well, how big is our 3 cubic amos? Well, in at both. Remember, you can't multiply, you have to be careful here. How many cubic inches are there in a cubic foot?
30.
No.
Cubic. 12 times 12 times 12.
Right.
Why? You can't say, well, there's how many cubic inches? There's 12 cubic inches in a cubic foot. Wrong. Because a cubic foot means it's 12 inches by 12 inches by 12 inches, right? So it's very tricky. So what we're saying here is that this formula, ravias multiplied by 3840, is mem sah. Mem sah, as the Gemara says, is the same thing as 3 cubic amos,